is a man passed away about 10 years ago. His name was Rav Ephraim Oshri. Does name mean anything to anyone? Good. Shalom Imam Akim. He was a Rav in the Kovna ghetto, which is Lithuania. And part of his job, well, in addition to being Rav, the Nazis at a certain point there were gathering Svarim that they were collecting and looting from all the homes, and he was actually put in charge of it, which made it convenient for him to be able to look up material to write some tshuvas that he scratched down in bare form on some scraps of paper and buried them, hid them, and after the war, when he got them, he published them one volume at a time, and some of them are fascinating. I brought actually a bunch, and my shir on Monday will look at parts of three of them, but I... Shailot Mimamakim, questions from the depths. And so I also brought along a few spare ones in case such an occasion come up when we were sitting around and we could learn a little something extra. So this question is timely, like Rav Berger said, that it's Pesach related. And here is the question. B'choref shna tafshin bet. So we are in Tavshin Ayin Vav. We're talking 74 years ago. Kama chodeshim lefnei chag haPesach, hayinu acharei yemei Chanukah. So it's after Pesach, after Chanukah, few months before Pesach. Hechelu rabim ikluei ageto lachshov machshavot ledog eich ze yaleh biyadam lekayim mitzvot achila matzah bePesach. How are we going to get matzah in this ghetto for Pesach? Bizman shevegito einam nintzayim shum tzarchei mazon chiyunim. There are no necessary foods. There aren't all the foods we need to eat. There wasn't enough food in general. How are they going to have enough food to get flour and to make matzah? V'alach hakama v'kama shekemach lavan aroy lafot mimenu matzo v'bayira v'yimatze. Any flour that you could have used for matzah, he's describing it as you wouldn't see it. Meaning, just like on Pesach, we have an Isra to see chametz, bayirah bayimatzeh. He was saying, any food was bayirah bayimatzeh, wasn't to be seen. Kilui ageto hayuni zonim ikol ababiyad. People ate there, hand to mouth. You got a piece of food, a scrap of food, a morsel, you ate it. Ki minat halechem ashachur shahaya mitchalik, lo ayabo kidei sviya aviyah efshar ayalish borbo et haravon. They gave you a little piece of black bread, and you ate it. It wasn't enough to fill you. It wasn't even enough to prevent you from starving. So let alone enough to leave over some to do something with it to make matzah. And he said the Germans made sure that nobody would sneak in any extra food into the ghetto. So he says, nonetheless, the matzah was not far from our minds. This was on purpose. The Germans wanted us to all fare sadness and despair, which would make their job easier in everything that they were planning on doing. Once people are feeling sad and despair, anything you want to do to them is much easier. To destroy us and kill us. Therefore, each person did his best to maintain his spirits so that we wouldn't fall to this to their evil, sinister plans. And hopefully just to remain alive long enough to be freed. Therefore, there was double importance on keeping the Torah and mitzvot. So we shouldn't be wiped out.
Amlalim Rauba Zem Ishumit Nagdul the Germanim Arurim Yimakshavam.
Shegamru Omer Lavi Chas Shalom Klilal Beit Yisrael Achidam Itachat Shem Hashem. So this was the way the people in the ghetto took revenge on the Nazis, was by Bedafka keeping Torah Mitzvot. Lizot Erganti B'Chashai Chabura Ktana Shel Anashim. I gathered a few people. V'etalti aleihem l'chapes eitzot v'tachbulot kedei la'asig kemach l'afiyat matzot shenuchal l'kayim l'chol pachot mitzvot achila shel gezayin matzah. So therefore I said, figure out a way, some way that we could get a little bit of matzah. Bein anshei chavura hazot haya echad b'shem, and this is something throughout his tshuvas in these five volumes he published, everything with the person's name, so you learn to meet the people of the ghetto. So there was one name, but Moshe Goldkorn, Hashem Yikom Damo, mipolin, shebarach me'arotzchim ha-germanim lelita. So he ran away from Poland and came to Lita, to Kovno, to our ghetto. Ulam araz sikato v'nichlav yachad im ha-yudim begito Kovno. So he didn't come to the ghetto, but he was eventually rounded up and forced to live in the ghetto. Ha'ish hazeh avad b'yarden brigade, the Jordan brigade. That means that they sent out groups of workers from this ghetto to work in certain places. They sometimes met local Lithuanian non-Jews. And he could barter and trade certain items of value in order to get flour. But even after you make that trade, you couldn't get that flour into the ghetto. Mipnei ashmira ha-germanit ha-chazaka la-ghetto, laval yukunas la-ghetto lechem, tapuchei adama, shum davar acher mechayet aguf. They made sure that you wouldn't bring in any food, no potatoes, nothing that could help a person live or survive. Aval ha-ish hazeh kibelo al atzmo v'misiru nefesh mamash la-sig kemach mechutz la-ghetto u-la-achniso la-ghetto l'marot ha-sakana atzuma sh'rachva alav. So each day he would trade a little bit, get a little flour, and manage to sneak it in. And he did this day after day, to sneak in a little bit of flour. And his joy knew no bounds that he was helping the Jews be able to keep the mitzvah matzah. Hakemach hazeh shu'ignim l'gito hustar makom seiter, we hit it. V'nishmar b'shmira ma'ula and matzah shmura. L'val yavolova me'in avesha, we also guarded it so that no ayin would see it and report it or find it or take it, etc. V'kach ala b'yado l'avi kima kima, to bring a little bit every day. Kemach she'esvik l'afiat matzah v'ad karov l'me'a ish. Enough matzah for 100 people. Sh'yuchlu l'kaye mitzvah rachila kezayin matzah. And then they managed to bake the matzot. Beblakta, makoma kleine Werkstatten. Shafu shama the lechem avur kulei ghetto. They found an oven that they were able to kasher and bake the matzot in. Rishut minhaleya Werkstatten, altabi de chavura lefor matzot meshach shal sarah yamim. And of course, the 10 days, acharei shatanur hukshar kidat bedinin, after they kasher the oven. With his life, he brought on bread, lechem oni, lo rak b'shvilo, el b'shgamishvil od yudim, not just for him, but for other Jews. Uzchotam b'mitzvah gdola, al apam v'chamatam shel tzarim ha-germanim yimach shemam, even against the will of the Germans. Simchato hayita gdola v'rava, ki ergish ki ilu hu kiyem m'sirut nafsho, ma shuva b'rama shulchan aruch siman shincham v'tet sif aleph. He thought I was getting matzah, and he thought I was getting ma'od chitim. He allowed us all to keep Pesach. Give everybody hope. And he could keep the holiday and heck with the Germans. Ulam the marbet are, unfortunately, yomayim lifnei chag Pesach, 2 days before Pesach. B'shuv ha'ish me'avod ato ba'erev, as he returned from his work late at night, hu netzar al yidei ha'shomrim ha'germanim lifnei chasol le'geto. He was stopped by the Germans. Him chipzu chipus meduktak. They searched him every nook and cranny. Bevigadav umatzlu etzlo sakik katan shel kemach. They found a little bit of flour. Kishehem ra'u oto bekaklato sha'al af atzav ha'chamor shalem levayu v'alo gedo shum mitzrach mazon. They saw he violated their order not to bring in any food. He violated it and had the audacity to do so. They started beating him. They hit him and wounded him all over his body, including him shivru lo et kol shinav. They broke all his teeth. Let it be a lesson to everybody else. Nobody else should try such a thing like this guy. He took his punishment with love. He was so happy that he brought matzah to the ghetto. And the man comes to me to ask his shayla, and here he gets to the question. He was crying like a baby. How can I eat matzah? I don't have teeth. He can't chew, it hurts. So much. To soak the matzah, he didn't want to. Why? He was a chassid. He didn't eat kebrachs. So here's this question. I can't chew the matzah, and I don't want to eat kebrachs because I'm a chassid, and that's been against my minhag all the years. So he's crying, what do I do? V'achshav, kol mesiru nafsho beglam mitzvah achilat matzah, hu atzmo lo yuchal lekayma. He can't, even though he helped us all do the mitzvah, he can't do it. L'zot nafsho v'shelato. So that was his question. What's the answer? Just eat kebrachs, right?
Or just smash it up. Make like matzah.
Okay, matzah dust. So I'm not going to go through the whole answer, just a few basic points from the answer. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, Siman Tavsam, and Aleph, Siv Dalid, the Mechaber writes, Yotze Adam and Matzah Shruya. You can be Yotze, your mitzvah, with Kibrach's matzah. V'hu shalvoni mocha, as long as it's still, it's not mush. Avalim bishla, if you cooked it, eino Yotze ba. In addition, v'chein pasak v'matzah rav, ot kufi gimel agon mivilna, the grub paskins, shemutu levashal matzah lasot imenu kufta ot. You can make knedelach. Even if you're concerned, there's a little flour in the matzah. As long as it's cooked in a hot oven, it won't become chametz. And the Ravan further says, in Pesachim Lamed and Aleph, you can cook and bake matzah after it's been made matzah, and it's not a problem. V'yeshenam rotzim lishrot ha-matzah v'marak v'lele seder. Some don't want to soak the matzah v'lele seder. Ki ra'u et avotem shasukein, because they saw that their fathers did that. Ukizvurim, meaning we're makbin not to. Ukizvurim shehu mishum shelo tachmitz. What is the reason behind gebrachs, says Rav Oshri, based on the Ravan? The people saw that their fathers didn't dip their matzah in their soup, which would of course be delicious. They assumed the reason was that it would become chametz. The eino kein, says the Ravan, shelo nagumi lishron matzah b'marak al kedei sheyeh tam matzah b'fiyem kol laila rishon shel Pesach. The reason they didn't was they wanted the taste of matzah in their mouth all night long, and that is the reason behind the rocks. Okay, now with the luxury of Bar Ilan and many more, and Gedolim, I can ask, there are many more reasons behind the minhag of no gebrachs. You know, I'm no eating gebrachs, let's not get into that. But other explanations for it, but that was the explanation he found. Rak Lela Seder. Okay? Rav Nachemya said some say specifically it's for Lela Seder. So, but this is what he sees as the reason for it. So he's going to say, therefore, that doesn't apply here. Based on everything we've seen. Yeah? The Mahari. Nachon?
Oh.
Okay? It's not just whether I could dip the matzah and is that chametz and that's a minhag of brachos. But now it's about he has to eat a kazayin matzah to fulfill his mitzvah d'oraita on Lel Pesach. Can he eat matzah that has been soaked in order to fulfill his kazayit, in order to eat his kazayit? Now, one of the themes you see throughout the Sefer is he does his best to be mekel for all these people, to be matir their questions. And he says, "Ha'ole lanu mikolam uva, dikar ha-minag shelo l'shona matzah, hi chumra ba'alma." The whole minhag of not eating a brachs is a chumra ba'alma. "Shenohug alma mishum sheroat avoteyam sh'asu kein, kemo shekatav ravan b'psachim sheveti." Based on the Ravan that we saw, it was a chumra ba'alma that they thought the reason their parents didn't dip was because they become chametz. The eino iser gamor barer midina, and it's not so clear that it's aser. Kamoshi kvar katav a rabbi shulchan aruch shelo kafisha is karting liyal. Vav shekatav sham sham machmir bazet tolov bracha of eino minu matmiyin, and even in there he has a shut that I didn't quote where he says a machmir tavolov bracha mikol makom nir lo mar dezakin vechole. An old, sick man, one without any teeth. She of Sharlem the whole matzah yavesha vade shemutilem lishrot the matzah b'mayim kidei lekayim itzar achilik zayin matzah. V'lachem binidon shelatino yesh latil lishoal. So in our case, let's be matir it. Lishoal now lishrot the matzah b'mayim, dip his matzah in water. Av apisha hu v'nachasidim anshe matzah sheminag of atem biyadim shalom kamatzah shrui b'etzach. Even though he has a minag of not eating a brass. Kevan sheba'ofen acher lo yuchal lekayim mitzvah gedola zo shel achila kezayin matzah. Mitzvah shemasai nafsho alea lo rak b'shvil atzmo, ala gam b'shvil acher shegis gam hei mitzvah zo. Specifically for this man who works so hard to make sure the rest of us could eat matzah. Ela shoreti lo sheyaseh atara yidei shlosha. I told him to go be matir neder, point three people, make a beis din. B'neil, and that's indeed what he did. After we had three people be matirs, neder al minagan shana kol yamav, who kiyem in a mitzvah shel achila kezayin matzah biyachanim achirim, he sat down together and had matzah with everybody else. Shizachu odol lo the kaya mitzvah zo. They're all grateful to him, and because of him, they got to do the mitzvah. Ulimarot shekol gufo haya koev doev mamakod. Even though his whole body was in pain from these blows. Hachazakot v'kashot shepritzei achayot agermanim hiku v'atzu that the Germans beat him with kishematzu etzlo and marakemach when they found the bit of flour shetametz l'ragniv v'tochei lav v'shivo me'avadam afrecher aguf he was doing back-breaking labor and he managed to sneak in a bit of flour in his kelim v'chol zol lo yagvul l'simchato there was no limits to his joy v'oda l'shem ki tov al shezachal l'kayim in a mitzvah shel achil matzah. No bounds to his joy of being able to keep the mitzvah of matzah. Because of Mesira Nefesh, a people like this man, to have the Gula Shlema, the Samchenu, Bebinyan Er Kotchenu, Vekimon Be Mikdashenu, Benochal Shaman, Zachim, and Msachim, Asher Agid Amam, Alkir, and Zachak Laratzon. So this is just one story of the Mesira Nefesh, of a person together to keep the mitzvot. This is among what Shabsa was talking about just now here, that even, this isn't a ghetto and this isn't that situation, but no matter what the situation, even when, okay, you have to go to school and you can't sit and learn Torah. Okay, so we're going to learn Torah after school. We're going to learn Torah on Sundays. We're not going to have summer break. We're just going to learn Torah. There was definitely significant portions of Jewry in the time of the Holocaust being Moser Nefesh constantly for Torah. And that could be an inspiration for us.
They were allowed to keep their books?
He was in charge of the library. They weren't allowed to keep the books. The Nazis had gathered all the books. He describes in one of the Chuvas, I think Lama Gimon, in his first volume, how his job was being in charge of the library. He organized and sorted and made sure there was one of every book. I guess the rest got burnt or buried or whatever. So he was in charge of that and gave him access to Sorim to look up Halacha.
The Nazis plundered Jewish religious objects, and they kept them. It's not like they destroyed. They destroyed much of it, but they also saved many things.
They like the idea of a museum, a relic of what.
Right. They want. Apparently, they wanted to create some kind of museum of the destroyed people.
Also, why would they so official with all their records?
They're Yekis. They're Germans.